AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The pastor of a church in North Charleston, South Carolina, where a wake was held tonight for a black motorist killed by a white police officer, is asking God for justice.
We believe in you, God.
Hallelujah.
We're trusting in you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We pray for the Scott family that are on tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
They will lay their son, their brother, their uncle, their father to rest.
Henry Middleton, one of the mourners, says his friend Walter Scott was a good person.
Loving, respectable father and husband.
Scott's funeral will be held tomorrow. Mount St. Joseph University in Cincinnati is mourning the death of inspirational basketball player Lauryn Hill, who died from a brain tumor.
I think the fact that the sun is shining after such a dreary week of rain indicates that God has a new game plan for Lauryn Hill.
University President Tony Aretz says she was a hero.
As we grieve her passing, I am sure I speak for many who will choose to reflect on her incredible life with admiration and find ways to remember her selfless generosity.
Ben Rhodes, the White House Deputy National Security Advisor, is rebuffing the assertion by Iran's supreme leader that economic sanctions will be lifted the day any nuclear deal is signed.
It's very clear and understood that sanctions relief will be phased with respect to Iran, that they will have to take certain steps as a part of earning the continued provision of sanctions relief.
President Obama is preparing for tomorrow's historic meeting at the Summit of the Americas in Panama City, Panama, with Cuban President Raul Castro. Ben Rhodes says the two leaders spoke earlier this week by phone about their expected meeting in Panama. As the summit opened tonight, both Obama and Castro shook hands. This is AP Radio News. After two devastated towns in northern Illinois today tried to recover from last night's tornado, Governor Bruce Rauner said it's amazing only two people were killed by the monster twister that ripped through Fairdale and nearby Rochelle.
Frankly, we're very blessed that more people were not hurt. This was a devastating storm.
Meteorologists at the National Weather Service says the tornado may have had winds of up to 200 miles per hour. The sheriff of San Francisco says he had no prior knowledge of allegations that sheriff's deputies arranged and bet on fights between jail inmates.
I want to stress that up to this time, neither I nor anyone in the San Francisco Sheriff's Department have been alerted to this allegation or that inmates may be in physical danger.
The sheriff says the FBI will take the lead in the investigation. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.